find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, and again, the toll-free number is not working today. So to call into the show, it's area code 512-716-1523. We've got callers on the line aplenty. Let's start right there with Patrick in Vermont. Aloha, Patrick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Aloha, Michael. How are you today?
Doing great.
A couple of things. One, I wanted to just say thank you so much for the service that you provide to all of us out here. I'm a longtime listener, but first-time caller, and I just wanted to say you're doing amazing work, and it's deeply appreciated.
Well, thank you for the kind words.
My pleasure. Wanted to change to a different subject, but one that's positive, and hopefully we'll see a lot more of this type of action as we move forward and towards the presidential election. Really excited about Trey Gowdy and the way that he really cuts to the chase when he interviews Lynch and Comey and things like people like that. And as I listen to more of his interrogations, I really am hopeful. I think you had mentioned that Donald Trump was looking at him as possibly at the attorney general, so I'd be looking forward to hearing if that's actually true or if that's just speculation and a recommendation. And then I also wanted to point towards Judge Napolitano and Judge Jeanine Pirro, both of whom are on Fox News, and it kind of surprised me when I first found them that I was getting that kind of straight-up information from Fox. I actually was very surprised and pleasantly so. So looking forward to your comments on those folks.
Well, I know that the Trump campaign is seriously looking at Trey Gowdy as Attorney General. The exact status of whether it's Trump has made a final decision, we don't know. There's going to be the issue, of course, of required congressional confirmations. And I think everybody in Congress who's part of that Bush-Clinton narcocracy, they are not going to want Trey Gowdy as Attorney General. We're looking at a huge, huge fight because this isn't just about Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. This is the Bush-Clinton narcocracy, the CIA's drug and gun running all the way back to the 1980s, fighting to hold on to the control of the country they've had for the last two decades. And by the very nature of the fact that these are people who are engaged in drug crime, there is nothing they will not do to hang on to power. So Trump needs to be very careful. Gowdy is probably going to face an uphill battle for confirmation. As far as Judge Napolitano and Judge Jeanine, the fact that they're coming in out of corporate media, that is going to work against them. But it depends on what Trump wants to do with them. He may simply appoint them to positions that do not require confirmation.
Understood. All righty. Well, thank you. I'm very thankful of everything that you do. Look forward to talking to you again someday.
All right, call in again at some point. Thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Steve in Massachusetts. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. First, I want to talk to you about China. And last year, they said they wanted to devalue their currency, and the U.S. said don't do it. The next day, they had an attack on a chemical plant.
Yes.
Now we're seeing Turkey, Erdogan, goes up to Putin and apologizes for shooting down the planes. The next day, there's an attack on the airport. Now we're seeing more attacks on Turkey. I just don't think it's a coincidence. I think U.S. has a hand on it, and I think they're bullying.
I agree.
It's just you didn't see any attacks on Turkey until they went the other way, and all of a sudden, it's just more than a coincidence. I just don't buy it. I really don't.
I absolutely agree with you. Anytime any nation on earth starts to be defiant to the United States, bad things happen to them. We're told it was a suicide bombing by a little tiny kid. I'm not buying that one either. For all we know, it was a stealth drone strike of some kind. And the official story is, oh, terror attack. And I'm sure that Erdogan is getting the message through the back channel. No, it wasn't a terror attack. And if you don't stop talking to Vladimir Putin, we're going to have more of these things.
Yeah, it just seems to be more and more of the U.S. policy. Bully the countries into their way of making deals or else, it's our way or no way.
Well, the U.S. government
It's going to drive the countries away eventually.
It is.
Eventually the countries...
Yeah, it already is. I mean, basically, the U.S. government is acting, you know, like a mafia crime family. You know, you do what we tell you or something bad's going to happen to you. You know, you got to do things our way or, you know, bad things will happen. And that's exactly the way they're acting, like a bunch of mafia thugs. And when you look at the fact that this Clinton-Bush duopoly was steeped in the corruption of the CIA's gun and drug running operation to Nicaragua, yeah, of course, these are the kind of people they are.
Yeah, we're just seeing more and more of it, and I just think it's going to come to a point where countries are going to say enough is enough. You know,
I think it will. We saw that certainly during Prohibition, where the alcohol corruption got to the point where the American people stood up and said, "You stop this all right now!" And Congress was forced to act and repeal Prohibition to end the corruption. But of course, by that time, those who had bought their way to the upper levels of power with illegal alcohol were still firmly entrenched, and the corruption continued. All they did is they looked for another illicit substance on which to build and consolidate their power.
Did you see that? There was a headline I saw yesterday on Zero Hedge saying the leader of Filipinos said, "Screw you, NATO." You know, they're sick of NATO telling them what to do.
Actually, it's the United Nations. They're thinking about dropping out of the United Nations.
Yeah, yeah, the United Nations, my fault, yeah.
Well, I'm not too surprised. I mean, most of the countries of the world who are part of the United Nations have seen in recent years how the UN policy is totally dominated by the United States, usually on behalf of Israel. And they're trying to keep the UN going because they remember that one of the things that heralded World War II was the collapse of the League of Nations, which had been put together after World War I. And so a lot of people are saying if the UN collapses, that will open the door to a real World War III. And I don't think the relationship is that solid. I think we're into World War III already, even with the UN.
I would like to see the UN collapse, though. I mean, just for all its purposes. I mean, it hasn't really done anything to benefit the people or the countries. And, you know, it's just more part of the one world government.
Well, I think in theory, something like the United Nations, where differences can be worked out diplomatically and avoid conflict, is a good idea. The problem was the rise of that Permanent Security Council, which basically, you know, the five permanent members basically co-opted the UN and took it over for their own purposes. And certainly the United States has been misusing their position there to protect Israel's war crimes. And for a lot of people, the fact that the United Nations cannot constrain Israel in their constant war crimes is why the UN has lost credibility, not to mention their participation in the Intergovernmental Panel on climate change and their pushing of global warming and a carbon tax. And, you know, it's like the EU. It starts as a good idea, and then it rapidly mutates into this cancerous abomination.
Yeah, it seems like they're showing the true colors. And, well, I'm glad everything's coming out. Well, that's all I have to say, Mike. But
all
thanks
right.
for everything.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, and I got to do a rejoin. I'm sorry. Before you talk, Andrea, we have to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're taking phone calls in this third hour and just talking about whatever people want to talk about, except chemtrails and geoengineering and Bigfoot. Those calls are still banned. Andrea, what's on your mind?
Yes. I'm concerned about the election, and I called the state election board and requested or demanded transparency for this November, that they, instead of using the machines, of course, you just fill in the arrow and then you put it in the machine. And I talked to the head person down at the Capitol, and she assured me, and she invited me down to come look at her machines, that they write all their code, that it doesn't go anywhere, that it's not it can be rigged. Of course, I brought up Bev Harris and how easily anything that goes into a machine can be manipulated because, you know, out of sight, there is no transparency. And we went back and forth, but she goes, "Come down, I'll show you. This is my life business, and I am so sure that that I can convince you that everything is good here in Oklahoma. Now, when it gets to vaccines, we had a Senator Yin that was determined to pass
Andrea, hang on a second. I want to back up here. You need to get a copy of the DVD Hacking Democracy and send it to this lady, because she sounds like the election worker at the very end of that documentary who broke into tears because she was so convinced these machines could not be cheated. And then she saw with her own eyes how easy it was to do. So you need to send a copy of that DVD to this election worker. So you wanted to say something about vaccines now.
Yes. Well, they had a Bill 830 that Senator Yin, which is he was a doctor, has five children of his own, was determined to enforce that everybody get vaccines. And there was a Tulsa doctor that went to bat against them. Her name was Stephanie Christener, and she went to bat because she took her little girl. She was getting her first rounds of shots, and she died within a couple of hours after getting all those shots.
Yes.
And two doctors going up against, going at it. She had more people on her side. And if doctors speak up because they see what's going on, and especially if it's going to happen to their children, there's a chance that, people will wake up faster. But it takes doctors against doctors. I mean, and they turned down that bill. They kicked it out. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Thank you.
Well, that's a good victory here, and the issue, though, is that the vaccines themselves make money for the practitioners. Looking at the HPV shot, it's something like a $300 shot, and the person wielding the needle gets half of that. So they're financially incentivized to stick those needles into those kids, and I'm sure that the doctors, when they vaccinate their own kids, they're very careful. They don't mix it together, and they're very, but with the others, it's just, mix it all together and shoot it in. And yes, a lot of kids are dying from these vaccines, especially when they're mixed together. And it says on the package insert, can cause infant death. And yet, every time another baby dies immediately after vaccines, they say, oh, the parents killed him with shaken baby syndrome, and they'll throw the parents in jail. All to protect the profitability of the pharmaceutical corporations. We have descended into total, complete fascism, where the corporations have all the power and rights and authority, and we ordinary people, we're just livestock to be harvested from for work product one way or the other. Okay?
We've got to do something. If doctors see it, hopefully, we can, get rid of them, because they're no good. And three shots it's the first two shots that usually kills the girl are totally messes her up for life. So they never get probably to the third shot. But anyway.
Well, there are some vaccines that do a good job. Let's be very honest. The problem is the pharmaceutical corporations have changed their business model. They don't want to make medications for people who are actually sick, because sick people can die and families can sue for bad products. So the new business model is selling medicines to people who don't actually need it. And like I said, our current pharmaceutical complex, if you will, is operating on the same moral level as the traveling Wild West medicine show salesman. Going to town, scream about a pandemic out there on the Great Plains and sell a bunch of totally useless stuff and then ride on out of town with the money. And that's exactly how they're operating right now. Okay?
I think we've got to have heart. And if somebody has their child that's totally great one day and not there the next day, it's going to just be a matter of time. What do they have to live for? I would break down. And what would be the point of living? I think that if our government keeps doing it, it's going to hit people like myself. If they were to take out their children or grandchildren, it's like there's going to be a breaking point where you
What we're seeing here is a crisis of belief, because our society has been run like a religion. We are brainwashed as small children to believe certain things and then run our lives on those beliefs. Our government is good. The media is honest. Doctors would never hurt you. Bankers are looking out for the community. And, you know, we're in a situation right now where Americans are looking at all of this and realizing it was all this incredible matrix of lies. And people have to be ready to stand up and say doctors are not automatically better people. They're driven by the profit margin. Remember that guy got sent to jail for 45 years for telling his perfectly healthy patients they had cancer so he could sell them chemotherapy and radiation treatments. And we need to keep that in mind. These practitioners in this medical industrial complex are not there to keep you healthy. They're there to make money off of you by making you sick. And that's exactly the mindset they have. Anyway, Andrea, I need to let you go. We got a bunch of callers waiting patiently. We're going to switch over to Joel in Wisconsin. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Question. If we have a national security agency with a large annual budget for the purpose of keeping this country secure, my question is, how did they happen to miss the accidental leakage that Hillary was putting out information, work-related emails for all those years? Maybe they should be checked into.
Well, as a matter of fact, there are a lot of people who think the NSA did have it all, and they're using it to blackmail Hillary Clinton. There was a story that came out the other day about how the NSA is possibly blackmailing Barack Obama because it's known they were spying on him when he was a senator.
But if they didn't stop it in the first place, that's their job.
That's what we're told their job is. But, you know, again, think about the history of the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. And he turned the FBI's investigative resources against the political leadership. And he built up his special private files, which was all the dirt he had on the political leaders, including President John F. Kennedy. And that's why he was made FBI director for life. He had the goods on everybody. Hoover used to call his office the seat of the U.S. government because he was calling the shots. And these intelligence agencies historically have had a tendency of arrogating to themselves actual control of the country. Was the CIA certainly leading up to the Bay of Pigs? Today it's the NSA. And they're unelected, they're unimpeachable, they're unaccountable to the American people for what they're doing. And when you're an intelligence agency and you've got the dirt on somebody like Hillary Clinton, your fortunes are best preserved by keeping it secret and using it to blackmail Hillary for bigger budgets and more authority from the other intelligence agencies.
Maybe they need more money, and I think I'll send them a donation.
Okay. All right. Thanks an awful lot, Joel. We're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
I am so disappointed. You know that you're going to have to wait
I said, okay. What are you disappointed in?
Well, I'm going to have to wait until October for the woo-woo calls about trails and UFOs, all that kind of stuff. Now, on another note. On another note, entirely separate. Hey, I had a little humor in there. Come on, get real. On another note, when you talk about the electronic goodies and how things are going hacked and who knows what, and how cameras and microphones are being utilized, whether you think you have them turned off or not, which even for people that have a small business and use a charge processing utility or whatever, and they require that you have all that stuff on during a transaction, which is like, excuse me, didn't need that before. And I could name you a couple for that matter, but I'll leave it alone. My question for you is this. Most anybody this day and time, whenever they're paying for a purchase, either with a debit card or a charge or whatever, at the store, and they got to swipe a card instead of flipping a bill to pay for their order, and they're signing it electronically. Would it not be better to use a different signature to do that transaction in? Because, quite frankly, once they have your electronic signature like that, you can be blackmailed whenever they want.
Or they could use your signature to forge documents in your name is the aspect that's out there. Me, I try and do as much of my life in cash as I can, and I'm not committing any criminal offenses. I just don't think the fact that I'm buying a jelly donut is any business of the government to know. Period. End of discussion. All right, Francis, I got to let you go. We got more callers waiting on the line after these words from our sponsors.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's go right to the phone lines. James in Ohio, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was thinking about cryptography. I've spent some time thinking about it, and some bigwig from Google said, "We know what you're going to type before you do," so I had some suggestions on encryption. One of the more popular ways for people to communicate with prisoners in prisons is to take a book and pick a letter and a number, character on a particular page, and the person in prison has the same book, and therefore they have a code key. You can send... If you're remote from somebody you need to communicate with over the Internet, you can send it through the mail. They might be able to read everything you send over the Internet, but good luck reading all the letters sent through the U.S. mail. Secondly, even if you have a good system for encrypting characters, there are patterns in your speech, so that can be recognized by some kind of quasi-artificial intelligence. So I suggest that you throw in syntax from other languages, whereas in English you would say, "My children are alive." In Sanskrit you would say, "I am alive, childed." Third, you need to get a copy of a thesaurus, because they're expecting you to use the usual words. Get a copy of a book of deprecated terms. Use old language, perhaps from the Victorian era or others. And finally, a pattern that they no doubt use to break encryption. If you remember the show Jeopardy, on occasion they would throw up a puzzle and they would give them the letters R-S-T-L-N-E because those are the most commonly used characters in the English language in that order. So
no, E is the most common letter used in the English language.
Well, I wasn't sure about the order, but they would give them R-S-T-L-N-E, and they would fill those in because those are the most commonly used characters in the language. So if you can change not only the characters, encrypt not only the characters, but write in a different way, convey information in a creative manner,
Well, you know, that's a lot of old school, and when we're kids, we're all played with cryptography. In fact, I was down at a store in the mall that actually has a little kid's spy cryptography set with the colored ink and writing with lemon juice and all the rest of that stuff. But one of the most effective ways of secret messages is called steganography, which is embedding your message in the low-order bits of a JPEG. And the beauty of the system is, if it's also encrypted, they don't even know whether there's a message there or not. Many, many years ago, one of the images on the original Rancho Runamucca site, I embedded a message in it and said, I dare anybody to find it, and nobody ever did. And at this point, I've actually forgotten which picture it was. But that's you know, if it doesn't look like a message, they're not even going to try and decode it. So there's a lot of different ways you can go about it. But the reality is we have to take responsibility for enforcing that Fourth Amendment because the government will not. And we have a right to privacy, and it doesn't make us a criminal. There are just things in our lives that we don't feel the government has a right to know about, like the jelly donut I'm getting on my way home from work. That's just it. They don't have a right to know. And we have to stand up for our freedoms. Anyway, James, thank you very much. We're going to let you go, and we're going to start with David in South Carolina. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. Had two things for you. I was going to wonder if you could address, and I'll take the answers off the air, but I've never understood this where the United States, all these allies in the Gulf, everything, they're so determined for a long time to go after the Shiites, the Alawites in Syria, the Houthis in Yemen, you know, Shiites in Iraq and Iran. The second issue is probably rhetorical, but you know, these radical Salafists, you know, ISIS, they never even say a peep about Israel, much less attack them. And I'll take this off the air. Thank you, Mike.
All right, well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the use of Shiite or Houthi or whatever is part of the smoke screen. The government attacks those people who will not do what the U.S. government demands that they do. And you're right. All of these so-called terror groups, they never attack Israel. Kind of makes you think. Got to take a break for commercial. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525. IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. Apparently, we lost Kyle, so let's switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, well, I'm looking at some reports from the Pentagon generals threatening Syria and Russia over this bombing of the Kurdish rebels. Now, there are two groups of Kurdish rebels, the YPG and the PKK. The PKK are the ones that are fighting Turkey and everybody else to create a Kurdish homeland, but the YPG is actually supporting the Assad government. Guess which one America is supporting? I mean, this is not a trick question, Michael.
No, I didn't think it was here, but like I said, the U.S. If you're doing what you're told to do, you'll be left alone. If you're not doing what you're told to do, bad things happen to you.
Well, as far as I know now, being as Russia's moved the S-400s into Crimea and the NATO ships floating around in the Black Sea have got no chance of any real air cover for those little floating targets they call ships. I mean, this is now becoming, from what I hear of the Turkish Prime Minister offering Vladimir Putin the Incirlik Air Base as well, the facilities there, and Iran offering Russia these air bases, the Black Sea will soon become a private Russian lake.
Well, under the Montrose Convention, you know, it's supposed to be a private lake for those nations that actually border it. And what the U.S. government was really hoping to do with the overthrow of Ukraine's government was to have the new puppet ruler of Ukraine tell Russia to get out of Crimea so that Russia would not be able to be in the Black Sea. And that, of course, obviously did not work out. And so we're seeing this big push. What the U.S. would like to do is find some way to steal Crimea back and deny Russia a presence in the Black Sea, other than under the restrictions of the Montrose Convention. But in this point, it's almost a little late because Syria has now given Russia use of its seaports there in the eastern Mediterranean. And so it's almost like the U.S. is kind of like a little behind the times as to what's going on.
Well, I was watching a piece on Crosstalk on Russia Today, you know, the discussion program.
Yes.
And basically what the guests were saying is that the U.S. foreign policy has gone into reverse. It appears now that most countries, including Yemen apparently, have now requested Russian help.
Yes.
So everything that the Obama administration has done in the Middle East is not turned to gold. He's got the reverse Midas touch. I think it's turned to green cheese.
Well, certainly Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton bear the credit for the policy falling apart, but we know that this policy actually began back during the administration of George W. Bush because of Wesley Clark blowing the whistle on this whole situation. But you're right. Under Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, all these installed U.S. puppet governments are now realizing their own fortunes are best served pivoting toward Russia. It is a major foreign policy disaster for the U.S. government. And the question is, are they really willing to start a full-on war with Russia and China to try and overcome this this change?
No, I think maybe if it looks like Mr. Trump is going to win the election, I think they'll stick him with a war.
I've been thinking much the same thing, but there's a reason to pull back on that. Donald Trump is a businessman. He's less concerned about history and image and reputation and bluff and bluster. And the U.S. war hawks could start a major war. Trump could come on in and say, well, look, that was the last administration. We're starting from fresh here. Let's sit down and settle this whole thing down with Russia and China. And China and Russia would immediately agree to a ceasefire and to end hostilities, and the war hawks would still be out of business, and they would look really bad for having started a war that went nowhere. Right now, we're on the verge of seeing Syria turn into this generation's version of Vietnam, and that's why the U.S. is doing all this chest thumping. They've gone on in and literally taken this swath of Syria and said, this is now our turf, and you're not allowed to come in here anymore. That's an invasion. That's an act of war. And...
And finally, I just want to make one more point, Mike.
Yes.
All this anti-Russian, anti-Putin rhetoric in the press, the media, and from the Western leaders is actually counterproductive. If you look what's happening in Europe and in Russia, Putin's popularity is skyrocketing.
Well, it is, but most of the anti-Russian propaganda in the corporate media is aimed at the American people to try and sell them a new Cold War and certainly to try and bolster Hillary Clinton, because from now until the election, anything bad that comes out about Hillary Clinton, oh, it's a Russian lie, it's Russian propaganda, Russia is leading Donald Trump, you know, Russia is doing the hacking, Russia is, you know, stealing socks from your dryer. You know, Russia is hiding your sunglasses and your car keys, and it's getting very, very tiresome. And this kind of propaganda would have worked in the 1950s and 1960s, But those days are kind of gone. Our young people have grown up without the public schools brainwashing them to soil themselves when they hear the word Russian. And most of the young Americans today, remember, it wasn't all that long ago that Russia and China were our friends and trade partners. And they have to be wondering just why all of a sudden are we supposed to believe they're our dire enemies now?
Well, I think it certainly is backfiring big style against the current administration. And I think it'll have a negative effect on Hillary Clinton once people realize the difference between Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton.
Well, the question is just how far is the Clinton campaign and the corporate media willing to go to try and convince us Hillary's going to win November's election, when we're already seeing the signs of election fraud in Nevada, and apparently they've caught some in Ohio as well. Are they literally going to say, Hillary won the election, just shut up and sit down, and we're going to kill everybody who doesn't agree with us? Because that would signal to the American people, we really are a dictatorship, we have lost control of this country, and the government that sits in Washington, D.C. is neither legal nor legitimate under the Constitution. And any government that wants to enjoy the lawful authority over the American people has to respect and abide by that Constitution. And it's that oath from the president to bear truth, faith, and allegiance to that Constitution. They're not allowed to just drop that out.
I understand, by the way, that your electronic voting machines are stored on military bases. Perhaps if a suitable piece of equipment to be used against it is that famous tank of yours, which isn't so good, maybe it should run around that warehouse like a bull in a china shop.
I'm not aware that the electronic voting machines are stored on military bases. Again, if you go back, okay, hang on a second. If you go to the end of the documentary Hacking Democracy, they show that these machines are kept in a warehouse by the election authority. It's not on a military base. I don't know where you got that, but I don't think it's accurate.
Okay, well.
Which doesn't mean I don't think it would be a good idea to go in there with a bunch of sledgehammers and kill those things before they steal our nation away from us. But I don't think they're on military bases.
Okay, Michael. Anyway, thanks for having me on again. I've been off for a while. I've been painting the yard and
to be
the walls
used against it.
Redecorating the house. So there we go.
All right. We had some echo there on the back. We're going to let you go, John. Thank you very much here. All righty. Getting on back to human-caused global warming. Up in Portland, the Portland Public School Board has voted to ban any and all classroom materials that cast doubt on human-caused global warming. You will believe in human-caused global warming. We don't care what the science actually is. You will believe this. You will believe in human-caused global warming. You will believe government is good. You will believe the media is honest and truthful. Talk about brainwashing. That's exactly what's going on. They're brainwashing our kids not to think, but to believe as they're told to believe. Because that's how you're controlled. When you are growing up, when you are too young to understand that the big people are full of crud, that's when they give you the things you believe in and your personality grows up around those beliefs. And it takes a supreme effort of will to break free of those slave chains made out of beliefs. But it can be done. It's a little disorienting, but it can be done, and it should be done. Because beliefs are the chains that hold free minds enslaved. No chains of steel or iron ever bound a human being tighter than the chains made of the beliefs we're indoctrinated with as little children. That's how the nation, that's how the government rules you. It's not a business. It's not even a government. It's just another religion, like the religion of banking. Arbitrary rules you believe in and think represent something real. And that's how the rulers continue to rule you. Now, getting on back to human-caused global warming, apparently President Obama understands that confidence and trust in human-caused global warming is eroding rapidly, especially after several record-setting winters, and according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, another one on the way. So what do you do when you're caught out lying? Well, you up the budget for the liars. Obama is now cutting the budget for the planned NASA probe of Jupiter's moon Europa, where they hope to drill down and find life in the water there, in order to fund NASA for more global warming research. We're just going to give NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, more and more money to come up with fancy graphs and charts to say, oh yes, the world is warming, and it's all the fault of you humans. Absolutely nothing else controls climate on Earth except you human beings, and you will atone for your sins against Mother Earth with carbon taxes and obedience to an environmental authority. Now, the reality is actually quite different. Climate on Earth is controlled by many, many factors, some more powerful than others. Do humans have an impact on the environment? Yes. Is it significant? Not really. Climate on Earth is determined by two primary mechanisms. The first is the level of solar output, how much energy is coming from the sun, and it is not a constant. There are multiple overlapping cycles of solar activity. There's the 11-year sunspot cycle, the 22-year magnetic cycle. Now they're beginning to get indications of longer cycles of 60 and 90 years. And the indications are that a lot of these cycles are going to all hit their low points together over the next decade and bring with it a repeat of the Little Ice Age and the Maunder Minimum. The second factor that controls climate on Earth is the shape of the Earth's orbit, which oscillates from circular to elliptical and back again over roughly 100,000-year cycles. When the Earth's orbit is elliptical, the Earth spends more time at the far end of the ellipse, following Kepler's laws of orbital motion. The Earth cools, we get the ice ages. When the orbit returns to circular, the Earth spends more time closer to the sun, we get the interglacials, which is where we are right now. So until the carbonazis can control solar output or shift the Earth in its orbit, there isn't a thing they can do to change climate change. Not one thing. This is just creating a crisis out of thin air, taking something that happens naturally, like climate change, declaring it an emergency and a crisis, and using it to obtain your money and more power over you. That's it. That's really what it is. And it's a big, huge conspiracy. Anybody who says there's no such thing as large government conspiracies, we've got one staked out on the ground for you to study and learn from. This one involved NASA. It involved NOAA. It involved the Australian Meteorological Association, the New Zealand Meteorological Association. It involved the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It involved the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. It involved Penn State. All the government had to do was say the funding is going out to those who will document human-caused global warming, and the scientists said, I will. I'll prove humans are warming the Earth. Give me the money. And that's how the science got bought. Because individual scientists are just as easy to corrupt as individual politicians and individual clergy. The best defense against that, whether it's human-caused global warming or vaccines are safe or GMOs are good for you, is for you to become your own scientist. Know enough about science or be able to do the research and find out for yourself what's going on. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Richard in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, oh, I lost me?
You're on the air.
Hey, how are you? No,
I'm
fine. Just wanted to say this. I knew Michael Jackson as a little kid, knowing growing up with him, and my parents were very friendly with their parents and tried to sell them property in New York, which they couldn't buy in Old Westbury. And there's no way that you could say that he was sexually exploitive of children. A lot of that was rumors that they used against him. And it just to say that as an offhanded comment, I found it, you know, horrible.
Well, you know, I really don't want to go into that part of it. I mean, I like to make a joke about Michael Jackson and I having the same birthday and what it means for astrology. But I actually did work with Michael Jackson on one of his earlier videos for the Jackson 5. It was called Can You Feel It? And I remember he struck me as being this incredible lonely person because he was surrounded by all these enablers who were making money off of him, and they didn't want anybody coming in and spoiling the party. And I think that little Neverland amusement park he built in his home was an attempt to go back and actually have something resembling a normal childhood. Now, that being said, it doesn't excuse some of what was going on with the little boys. We're going to have to let you go. We got to take a commercial break.
Sure.
Thank you very much for the phone call, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today. And looking back and summing up what we've been seeing over this election season, We know this is the crookedest election in U.S. history. There is ample evidence of fraud during the primaries. Apparently, Guccifer 2.0 has just leaked some more emails talking about possible election fraud that was going on in Pennsylvania. Hillary Clinton is now declaring war on the independent media because she doesn't like it that she can't just tell you what to believe and have you believe it. Because that's what worked before. You'll believe what the government and the media tell you when you will act accordingly. Well, that doesn't work anymore. And that is a real problem for those who are trying to hang on to power or to start wars. And that is really what is the ultimate issue here. The current entrenched establishment loves war. They make money off of war. They gain authority over the people with war. And they don't see that the United States is not able to prevail in this next one. They're resting on this assumption that the U.S. never loses a war, not counting Vietnam. And they're not willing to look honestly at the current state of the nation in terms of the economic fortitude to sustain a war, our manufacturing to produce the sheer volume of war material that a war needs. We don't have the manpower, and more importantly, the military rank and file and the civilian population do not believe in the moral rightness of any of these wars. And that means we're not willing to go to the extremes it takes to prevail. We have far too many people in Washington, D.C. who are not thinking clearly. Whether it's the lead in the water, the prescription antidepressants, blood clots on the brain, their thinking is very short-sighted. End of the election cycle, end of the term in office, making our particular donors and handlers happy, and that's it. There doesn't seem to be anybody maintaining an overview of what's really best for the nation as a whole. And that ultimately is supposed to be the president's job. And the last several presidents we've had have failed at it miserably. They're there to please their backers, their supporters, their blackmailers. And this nation cannot survive a continuance of that form of government. And that's why it's important for all of us to be supporting Donald Trump. And it's not really an issue of whether you have reasons to vote for Donald Trump. It's thinking about all those reasons you have to vote against Hillary Clinton. And that's what it's going to come down to. We're going to see Americans flock to the polls in November, not to vote for Donald Trump, but to vote against Hillary Clinton to keep her and the narcocracy from one more cycle in that White House. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and do Jim Goddard's show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. All of you out there listening to my voice, you are now part of the independent media that Hillary Clinton hates so much. Go on out and share your information with everybody that you can. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.